House Speaker sending articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to Senate. By John Binder on March 28, 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, will send articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the United States Senate on April 10, 2024. In February, the House voted 214-213 to impeach Mayorkas in a move that has not been seen in nearly a century and a half. Mayorkas has overseen record-breaking illegal immigration to the U.S. with more than 7.4 million southern border crossings since February 2021. Related exclusive, large group of migrants from many nations crosses border into Arizona. A letter from Johnson to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, published in Punch Bowl News, details that the House will send the impeachment articles against Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10. As Speaker and impeachment managers of the U.S. House of Representatives, we write to inform you that we will present to you upon the Senate's return on April 10, 2024, the duly passed articles of impeachment regarding Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. We urge you to schedule a trial of the matter expeditiously. Emphasis added. On February 13, 2024, the House of Representatives voted to impeach Secretary Mayorkas for high crimes and misdemeanors, including his willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of the public trust. The evidence on both charges is clear, comprehensive, and compelling, and the House's solemn act to impeach the first sitting cabinet official in American history demands timely action by the Senate. Emphasis added. This methodical approach led us, and the American people, to the conclusion that Secretary Mayorkas' actions warranted impeachment. He refused to comply with the requirements of the immigration laws passed by Congress. In fact, he directed, through a series of memoranda, DHS employees to violate U.S. immigration laws. Consequently, the Secretary is responsible for releasing millions of illegal aliens into the interior and creating unlawful mass parole programs. Throughout his tenure, he has repeatedly lied to Congress and the American people about the scope of the crisis and his role in it. His unlawful actions are responsible for the historic crisis that has devastated communities throughout our country, from the smallest border town in Texas to New York City. Emphasis added. The constitutional grounds for Secretary Mayorkas' conviction and removal from office are well-founded, and the historical record is clear. The framers of our Constitution gave Congress this authority for scenarios where executive branch officials, who are responsible for executing the laws passed by Congress, flout the law, substituting their own judgment for that of Congress. Emphasis added. We call upon you to fulfill your constitutional obligation to hold this trial. The American people demand a secure border, an end to this crisis, and accountability for those responsible. To table articles of impeachment without ever hearing a single argument or reviewing a piece of evidence would be a violation of our constitutional order and an affront to the American people whom we all serve. Emphasis added. As we have said previously, after the House impeachment managers present the articles of impeachment to the Senate, senators will be sworn in as jurors in the trial the next day. Senate President pro tempore Patty Murray will preside, Schumer's office said in response. In addition to record-breaking illegal immigration, Mayorkas has overseen the creation of an expansive catch-and-release network in which tens of thousands of migrants are released into the U.S. interior every month. Reps. Jim Jordan, RO, and Tom McClintock, RCA, have asked Mayorkas to hand over records detailing every migrant released during his tenure. The secretary, though, has refused to respond to the request. Reports suggest that the DHS has been releasing about 85% of all migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border on Mayorkas's watch. The secretary, though, has never confirmed that figure publicly. Secretary Mayorkas took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and faithfully discharge the duties of his office, yet he has violated the oath of office, abused his powers, and betrayed the trust of the American people while harming them. R.J. Hauman with the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, told Breitbart News. Instead of taking a page out of the Mayorkas playbook by ignoring the Senate's constitutional obligation, Majority Leader Schumer must commit to immediately holding an impeachment trial, he said. Heritage Action Executive Vice President Ryan Walker said that every senator should explain their position to the American people on Mayorkas's impeachment. Do they want to show the country the evidence against the man responsible for the deadly border crisis, or will they help Biden cover up the truth? Walker asked. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.